For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply. Not available in all states.
Hey, homeowners, can I get a minute of your time? If you need cash but don't want another loan, I've got the perfect solution. You can access up to $500,000 of your home's equity without monthly payments or interest ever with Unlock. This isn't a loan. It's a home equity agreement. With Unlock, you may qualify for cash today in exchange for a share of your home's future value. No debt, no extra bills, just financial flexibility on your terms. Use the money however you want. Home improvements, paying off debt, investing, or boosting your retirement savings. Unlike HELOCs, home equity loans, or cash out refis, there are no monthly payments. No stress. You've built this equity. Now it's time to use it. Go to unlock.com for more information.
Don't wait. Call 888-780-6854 to unlock the equity in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Call 888-780-6854, 888-780-6854, or visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com for more information.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
What is the craziest engagement story you have? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Some people like to half-ass their engagement. You know, not put a lot of thought into it. Kind of like my buddy from high school who was waiting on one knee in front of the bathroom door for his girlfriend to come out. I kid you not. She was going potty. That marriage lasted 10 months.
Yeah.
Some people like to do it in front of crowds of people, like sporting events or Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
Others like to do it over FaceTime. Let's get to our listener, Samantha, on the phone this morning, who says her sister's engagement story is somewhat hard to beat. Hi, good morning, Samantha.
Hi, Samantha.
Hi, Moose and Breezy.
Hi. Okay, let me buckle in for this one. Tell us exactly what's happening with your sister.
Yeah, so thanks for having me on the show. I love you guys together, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So when it comes to crazy engagement stories, my younger sister has apparently been talking to a guy and nobody in the family was aware of it. And she's really, really shy. And so when my mom and I found out she had a boyfriend, we were just floored, not for any other reason than she's not good at keeping secrets.
Yeah. And is she your younger sister?
Yeah, she's 2 years younger. And apparently they'd been together for a year and nobody knew about it.
Oh. Yeah, that's a long time. But why the secret, though?
Well, I don't really know. So my dad, of course, told my sister to invite him out to dinner and we can all meet him. And she said, that's not possible. And we said, well, why is that not possible? And she says, because he lives in Bangladesh.
What?
He lives in Bangladesh.
Right?
Oh, that's quaint.
It's not great.
Right?
How did they meet, though? I have a lot of questions. So they've been dating for a whole year while he's in Bangladesh. Tell us the story how they met.
Hang on to your seats. I hope you're sitting down. So weird. It's not typically how we do things in our family. We're very close. We're like get together over red sauce and talk too much over each other. We're loud.
Yeah.
And my parents are a lot more on the traditional side, but my sister and this guy met on Chit Chat. Do you know that?
Chit Chat?
I've never heard of it.
Okay.
Sounds
it's a
naughty.
Website where you can talk. It's a website where you can talk to strangers.
Okay. That's where they met.
Yeah, so they have been, air quotes, dating for the last year. So the other weekend, he had a big announcement where the whole family got together.
Yeah.
My family, in a room, and his parents in a room in Bangladesh, which was already a stretch for dad and mom.
Yeah, I mean, what's the time difference for that?
A lot.
Yeah, right?
A lot. Like, it was dinner, but it was not for us. And I don't know, really, honestly, his parents looked a little bit freaked out, too, like these nice Bangladeshi parents. And he proposed to my sister over FaceTime.
What the hell?
It was so earnest, but it was so horrifying at the same time. And my sister was so happy.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, she just got engaged, but she got engaged over FaceTime.
Right. And so now they're getting married, but they have never met in person.
They've never actually met in person.
No. She doesn't know what this man smells like.
That is so bizarre. I mean, you know, congrats to your sister and you having a future brother-in-law, but what are the odds that this actually works out?
Right. I mean, I feel like it could be a scam. And my dad is beside himself, but he says she's 31, and what am I supposed to do? And what is he supposed to do? And I just can't help. I know, I'm sorry, I'm getting, like, so high-pitched talking about this, but I just can't help but feel like this is a really, really bad idea. And I don't know what to do. I don't.
What are you going to do, Samantha? There's nothing you can do. She's a grown woman. She made her decision. Could it be a scam? I don't know. I mean, did your dad or your mom or anyone in the family have an opportunity to talk to him and get to know him?
No, because we were all there together, and we've never gotten to speak to him alone.
Oh, you said hi. You got an idea of who he is and stuff like that.
Sure, a little bit, but he's very focused on my sister. He also seems to be quite shy. It's
match made in heaven.
Wow, this is weird. I'm not.
And I don't know where they're going to live, or if they're going to live in the same country.
So they've been. I guess you can call it dating. They've been pen pals for a year. He lives in Bangladesh. Your sister lives here in Rochester, and he proposes the other weekend over FaceTime. After talking for a year, and your sister seemed genuinely excited and happy about it, so she said yes. How do you marry someone you've never met in person?
I mean, it's every reality show ever.
No, but people have AI girlfriends and boyfriends, so I mean, it's not less crazy than anything else that's happening. But it's my sister, and I love her so much, and part of me wants to say, don't you want to like touch your husband once before meeting him, and don't you want to know if he like smells good to you? Because you should marry someone who smells delicious to you. I personally feel and
yeah, the smell is definitely important, though. I will say that
I'm a pheromonal person, you know, like
yeah, because if the dude constantly reeks of BO, that's a problem.
You know, some people are off-putting. Like, you know, some people you meet and you're just like, nope, can't stand that. That's not going to work.
Not going to do that.
I don't know. I think your engagement story really. It's going to be hard to beat, be quite honest. It's like you want to shake your sister and tell her to wake up. You know what I mean? But you can't.
I do a little bit. It's just she's never actually had a relationship before, and I know how much that hurts.
Right.
So she doesn't have a lot to compare it to.
Yeah, and I think she just wanted to have somebody so badly that she has overlooked the fact that this is actually not really a relationship.
Where do you think they would get married? Here or there?
Maybe in the ocean? I don't know.
I want to go to Bangladesh.
Help me figure out how to stop the wedding. I know
that's above our pay grade. Well, Samantha, incredible story. Best of luck to your sister. And, of course, congratulations on your new brother-in-law.
You're not invited anymore.
That's okay. All right.
Okay. We're not coming anyways.
All right, well, good luck, Samantha. I appreciate you calling up on the show this morning.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Okay, have the best day. Okay, a part of me feels like this could be a potential
scam.
But I don't know. What do I know? You know what I mean? I feel bad for her, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's something out of a movie, I'm telling you.
No, fully.
Let's go to the phones. PXY, who's this? Hello, PXY. I see Tommy's on hold. Hi, Tommy, you there?
Hey, Moose, Breezy, how are you?
How are you, Tommy? What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, how's it going?
Well, you know, love is in the air, And obviously with that, I'm feeling it. And I have a great story of true love being found in the strangest of ways.
Go for it.
Spill your guts.
Well, of course, if anyone needs any introduction, it's Tommy B., the Golden Bachelor, 6 feet tall, 600 credit score, cryptocurrency enthusiast. So I went on a date with this really, really nice girl back in Los Angeles. And we had a great time, but... you know, I could tell something was a little off with her, and, you know, at the end of the night, we were saying goodbye, and she's like, well, I have to let you know, I'm going to Colombia on a vacation.
Okay.
For 3 weeks, and I said, okay, no problem, have a great time, and we'll reconnect when you get back. Well, we didn't reconnect when we got back, because she brought back her fiancé from the vacation. As a souvenir for me, I guess.
She's like, I got you something while I was away.
And I have to say, I was really excited about that date. It went really well. And ironically, years later, we did end up dating again. Like 5 years later, she had divorced this guy. They had a baby. And we ended up dating again. And it didn't work out that time, which makes me wonder if maybe we're not meant to be.
Or, maybe.
Or
Tommy, you give it one more go. Third time is a charm.
Third time's a charm.
Yeah, that didn't bother you the first go around? You were just like, let me go ahead and stick this one out and see if there's actually some magic in the air?
Well, you know, you got to buy the dip, Moose. We've learned that recently. You know, you got to wait for the stocks to tumble and then you get your return on investment.
Right.
And that is true.
Okay, right. Plus a kid.
Plus a kid and another, you having a husband too.
Plus a bonus child, yes.
Right. Thanks for the story, man. We love you.
All right, love you guys too. See you later.
All right, bye.
He goes, you know, I'm still looking for her.
For whatever reason, Samantha's story, this reminded me of how bizarre this wedding was. So my best friend's brother-in-law gets married, okay? They had this beautiful wedding in Buffalo, 300 people there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, the bride and groom come down with COVID.
Ooh.
They, serious COVID. So what they did was they still dressed up. He put his tux on, she put her wedding gown on. And then they had cardboard cutouts of them at the wedding with an iPad for their face.
The dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No, and they did it. They made the news, too. But everybody still went to
the
wedding.
Were you there?
No.
Oh.
Everybody still went to the wedding. I saw the photos and videos. And it was them in their living room via FaceTime at their own wedding. Can you imagine?
The dumbest thing I've ever
heard. I was like, I'm still going to my wedding.
I would risk it for the biscuit. If you're not comfortable, don't come to my wedding. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break, guys. Thanks for the text on this one. It's Peaks White Mornings.
There's so many things in this city that should be celebrated, but the landmarks that really just enrich our city, they're creeping up there when it comes to how long they've been here, what they're celebrating. And that's what's happening with the Little Theater. They're celebrating their 95th anniversary, which is amazing.
That's incredible.
There's a big party happening at the end of the month, and you are invited to celebrate 95 years of the Little Theater in Rochester. If you're not familiar with the Little Theater, I'm not sure why, but it's like, obviously, a pretty old-standing movie theater right in the heart of downtown on East Ave, and they do a lot of, like, indie films, films that not a lot of them are going to, like, the Regal and the AMC of it all. I just went there last weekend to just get popcorn.
Oh, yeah, they do have
walked in.
Killer popcorn.
I need popcorn.
Their cafe in the back is awesome,
mm-hmm.
too.
The anniversary celebration is happening Tuesday, April 29th at the Strathallen. Very excited. Everyone is invited. They're going to try and use the evening of reflection, celebration, and looking towards the future of how they can improve the Little after 95 years of serving Rochester.
So they're going to be throwing a party for it, but it's not going to be at the Little?
It's going to be at the Strath down the street. And the proceeds from the event will directly support the operational needs of the Little Theater.
It's a legendary theater. We are lucky to have it here in Rochester. First movie I ever saw, 2004, Napoleon Dynamite, right at the Little. Classic.
I hope the money that they're getting, they put new seats in. I do think they should get new seats.
If you look back to photos, like I remember when we were spending time at Rock Cinema,
mm-hmm.
if you look at photos from when these theaters opened 100 years ago, all the seats were just like folding chairs or wickered chairs.
You're like on the ground. You're on a blanket.
It's like, wow, this is comfortable to see here for 2 hours.
No.
Coming up on the show, what's in the box? We're going to play a little game using the mystery box. I brought an item into work this morning, if that's what you want to call it. That is currently going to be put in our mystery box, and Breezy's going to place her hand inside the box and try and guess what it is.
I brought something for you, too.
Only using her hand. I hope she's had her tetanus shot in the last 10 years. What's in the mystery box? It's coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
What's in the mystery box? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. This is a game I used to play with my brothers growing up.
I'm scared.
Here's what's happening in the studio right now. We have a beautiful box that our engineer Dylan kindly made for us. And one side of the box is cut open so I can see what's in it. So can intern Joe. Mm-hmm. That side will be facing us. The top of the box has a hole in it for Breezy to stick her hand into to feel the item that I brought in this morning.
I told you nothing dead or alive.
She's going to examine the context of this object and try and guess what it is. Now, under any circumstance, are we allowed to tell Breezy what's inside the mystery box? But I'm almost 50% positive that what's inside can't hurt her. I'm pretty sure.
50?
I think.
Not a cobra being in there.
Do you happen to have any questions or concerns? Talk through this because I'm about to take my item. It's in the mini fridge. I'm going to grab
the
this.
The mini fridge?
Yeah. It's got to stay cold.
All right, here we go. Let me go ahead and grab this really quick.
Wait, what? No. Okay, first of all, I said the only way that I would be doing this.
It kind of. Oh, it's. I didn't realize it was going to smell.
Stop. If this is something that's alive or dead, I'm going to be really pissed.
Now, Breezy, I need you to turn around. I'm going to carry. Yeah. Have intern Joe carry the box over there. Now, turn
I
around.
Also brought something for you.
We might not have time, so go ahead.
Oh, perfect.
Place it in front of Breezy. Place it in front of Breezy. And then. Go ahead. I have the camera set up in studio, so this is going to be going on our social at 90 PXY Rochester. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Turn around. Turn around. All right, Joe, move it over a little here. All right. And then turn it. There we go. Perfect. Okay, now, Breezy, I need you to close your eyes. Close your eyes, Breeze. Okay, and then we're going to go ahead, and when I say go, Joe, you want to come over here and just direct her? When I say go, you're going to slowly place your hand in the box. You're going to try and guess what item is actually in the PXY Morning Mystery Box when I say go.
Okay.
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 All right, slowly.
The hand is going down. The hand is in the hole. I'm really nervous. No, I don't. I honestly.
Careful, though.
Stop. Be careful. Stop. Wait. Okay.
Lower. Wait. Actually, pick it up because I don't want that to hurt her. Okay, you're going to take your hand out real quick. Take your hand out. Breeze, take your hand out. Flip. Yeah.
Hurt me.
Flip that up. Just put it upright. Yeah, you're going to put it upright. Yeah. Okay, thanks, Joe.
Oh, my God.
Of course.
Here we go.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm not feeling. What is that? What is that?
It looks.
It's okay. It's okay.
I don't. Why is it furry? Why is it fuzzy? Wait.
Can't take it out. You gotta guess what you think that might be.
Wait, is this Mr. Aquarius? Is this your teddy bear?
You mean this Mr. Aquarius I'm holding up right here?
Oh, not that one. Why is it wet? No, why is it slimy?
Take a guess at what you think could be in that mystery box.
Don't
for
be
a
fondling this furry ball.
If you get it on the first try, we're gonna hook you up with a $50 gift card to Jine's Restaurants.
Wait, I know exactly what this is. You soaked my mic thing in water? In booze? What is it? It's wet. It's furry. There's a hole in it. My hand is in a hole.
Take
that
a guess.
It is.
Go ahead, take a guess.
It is.
It's soaked in White Claw.
You ruined my mic cover! Dylan's going to be pissed. He literally made this box just for you to ruin something that he bought.
Not too bad, though. But I want people listening to know that this is what overthinking sounds like.
It's literally slimy. It's disgusting.
Tell people what it is.
So there was a new rule implemented in our place of work that you have to have a mic cover, and obviously I don't follow any of the rules, so I took mine off. And I haven't used it. And then Moose took it and soaked it in White Claw and put it in this box.
What I wanted to do, the goal was to make it feel like a wet rat. That was the goal.
It kind of did.
No, it definitely did. I was like, why is it slimy and furry? Wait, I'm obsessed. Can I do mine?
You can do it real quick. Yeah, you have something you want me to try for
You have to turn around.
All right, go ahead. Joe, go ahead. So this is...
This is an item. Actually, it's edible. So turn around.
Okay.
So this is an item that I acquired recently, and it's edible, and you are going to have to try... And it's safe, obviously, but you're going to have to try it, and you're going to have to figure out what exactly you're eating and what flavor you taste. You know me. Flavor girl.
We weren't supposed to put anything in our mouths for this segment.
Changing the rules halfway through. And I'm telling you right now, you're going to love it. Joseph, take this over to my friend. And there are three different flavors. No, I'm obsessed. Okay, it's all over me. Damn it. Okay. You want to hold it for him or?
Yeah. How do we look?
Oh. You look amazing. Move the mic over just a little bit.
Okay.
Hold it up just a little more, Joseph.
All right. Put my hand in here.
Yep.
Okay.
Put your hand in there and you're going to taste this. And you're going to tell me what you taste because it's edible.
First, what is it, Moose? What is it?
Am I pulling it out of the box?
Guess what it is first, and then you can pull it out.
Cotton candy.
It's okay. Cotton candy.
Okay.
So what is the flavor that you taste?
It's good. It tastes very good.
What does it taste like? What is your senses saying right now?
Tobacco? Is it tobacco?
Tobacco.
Tobacco.
See.
No. All right, so it's all cotton candy.
It's all cotton candy, but they're all different flavors. So, no, it's not tobacco. Do you want to take another crack at it?
Orange.
Banana cream pie, but so close.
Love banana cream pie.
Okay.
All right, the second one.
Go to the middle one.
This one's all white.
Yep.
That one tastes a little like crack cocaine, I'm not going to lie.
One more guess.
Cherry blossom?
Bacon flavored?
That's bacon?
Yeah.
No, that's not bacon. Trust me, I know bacon. I put it on everything. All right, last one. This one is green. This one's my favorite.
Oh, good.
This one I actually like.
Okay, one more.
I dropped it. This one is...
Yeah.
Sprite?
It's pickle flavored.
This is pickle
flavored? Yes!
I'm not going to lie, you guys, this tastes actually delicious.
No, there's like 40 different flavors to choose from. I'm like, give me the weirdest one. She's like, okay, bacon, pickle, and banana pudding.
So let me get this straight. The mystery box, which we talked about and discussed, is something you have to put your hand into.
And she said, you know what? It's got to be something that Moose is going to eat.
Right.
You're changing the rules mid-bit.
I don't understand. So, I mean, that's actually pretty cool, though. I do like the cotton
candy. Isn't that crazy?
All right, we're going to do another episode of the Mystery Box coming up on Monday with intern Joe.
Okay.
And this time, I'm actually thinking...
Shout out to Falanga's Cotton Candy for hooking us up.
Yeah, thank you guys for the hookup. And if anyone finds any roadkill this weekend, we're at 70 Commercial Street.